In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'd like to start tonight with a quote from St. Paul, his letter to the Ephesians. And let us just listen attentively. Never let evil talk pass your lips. Say only the good things men need to hear, things that will really help them. Do nothing that will sadden the Holy Spirit with whom you were sealed against the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, all passion and anger, harsh words, slander, malice of every kind. In place of these, be kind to one another, compassionate and mutually forgiving, just as God has forgiven you in Christ. Friends, I had a different homily prepared, but I felt like I need to speak to you from my heart and as your spiritual father, a father talking to his children, at least spiritually. I think this will be challenging, hopefully, but this is not a reproach. I'm chiding no one. What I always say to you, I do because I love you. I just want to have us all, especially as a parish, to come back to our focus. What is our focus? Well, if you want to be a disciple of Jesus Christ, the focus is clear. It is Jesus Christ. It's why we do everything. It's why you showed up tonight. There has been so much anger from so many people. Some can be defined as righteous anger, etc. Social media makes it possible for us to drop verbal and visual bombs from the apparent safety of being behind our smartphones and computers. The reason I feel compelled to speak is this. In all of the uproar and chaos and upheaval that seems to be going on, I occasionally have gotten pictures of incendiary social media posts sent to me with the caption, "Isn't this one of your parishioners?" So it is my problem, our problem as a parish. It reflects on all of us. Now, I don't want to curb anyone's free speech. I'm all for that. But there are ways that we do it differently. We are called to, yes, freely speak, but as Christians, as disciples, there is a way to do it. There are things that need to be said. And we have to let the Holy Spirit, though, help us and never just let go with our passion and our anger and our bitterness and our malice. The Holy Spirit needs to be the one to govern every word that you and I do, because we are different. We are disciples. We are in the world, but not of the world. We have been set apart. Every one of us, you know, must remember we don't live in a vacuum, and what you and I say or do reflects on the wider St. Mary's family and the Catholic Church around the world. You know, it doesn't matter what someone else had posted that might cause us to do these things. We can't control other people, but we can control ourselves and our response as disciples. My mother was very wise in telling me that if so-and-so jumped off a bridge, would you do that too? Well, no, of course not. So first, I'm asking us all, as a family, to make a choice. Will we choose to be ambassadors for Christ, the words of St. Paul, or will we choose to represent ourselves? And so here's a very important question that can help us as we navigate these weird times. Before posting anything on social media, let us ask ourselves honestly, would Jesus post this? You might say, well, Jesus didn't have Twitter or Facebook or whatever. And that's true. But you and I are his hands and feet now and mouth now in this age, an age that I think we can all agree that desperately needs him, desperately. And that's the point of the church, to represent and to bring him to the conversation, to the world, to make sure that he is always part of the conversation. Would Jesus himself say the things that we are saying to each other or to others? Now, if the answer is no, and if you and I have chosen to be a true disciple of Jesus Christ, that we have made the choice of Jesus over self, then don't say it. Don't post it, don't tweet it, don't type it, just don't do it. Say only the good things people need to hear, things that will really help them. Today is the feast of the most holy body and blood of Christ, Corpus Christi. I can honestly tell you that without the real presence of Jesus in the most holy Eucharist, I would not be standing here in front of you today. In my conversion to the Catholic faith, I was moved to faith by many things. The teachings that rang true, the history going all the way back to Jesus himself, and not founded sometime later by a man or woman at some point in time making a break from the church. But it was also the witness of good people, the saints, of course, Mother Teresa and the rest, but also people in my parish. They were good people that encouraged me. But this belief that we have in the body and blood, the bread and wine become the body and blood of Jesus, was the straw that broke the camel's back. I can't tell you how I knew Jesus was and is truly substantially present in the most blessed sacrament. But it was a revelation so moving and so deep that no one could convince me otherwise. In the words of St. Thomas Aquinas, for those who believe, no explanation is necessary. For those who do not believe, no explanation is possible. Now, of course, Jesus is not merely a man. He is also true God. True God from true God, we say. So you and I think about this in some wonderful, mystical way. Receive God into our temples, into our bodies through this sacrament. Think about that. The privilege. It's one of the things that sets us apart as Catholics. And the other thing should be how this mystery then makes us talk, makes us treat each other, the words we use, the way we speak. We should seek that every word that we say is going to lift up and not tear down anyone. We should be leading the way to build community, not divide it. Every word so well thought out that it would bring people to this mystery so deeply, and to see each St. Mary's parishioner as living it so emphatically that they would no longer see you or me, but only Christ. The same Christ who feeds us with his body and blood, the same Christ who cried out from the cross, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Would Jesus, who feeds me with his sacred body and blood, God himself, would he say the words I'm about to say? And if no, then bring all of your hurt, your anger, your frustration to him. He's the one that can fix it. Bring it to him in this holy mass. Offer it along with the offertory as we offer that bread and wine and he changes it to the body and blood of himself. He will change you too. And he will bring you wisdom and he will bring you peace. Focus on Jesus, surrender all to him, and you will want for nothing, and you would never say anything that wouldn't reflect him. because you will find peace. Finally, listen again to those same words of St. Paul and let that scripture sink in. Never let evil talk pass your lips. Say only the good things men need to hear, things that will really help them. Do nothing that will sadden the Holy Spirit, with whom you were sealed against the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, all passion and anger, harsh words, slander, and malice of every kind. In place of these, be kind to one another, compassionate, and mutually forgiving, just as God has forgiven you in Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Let us stand. I believe.